Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers at the Superior Livestock Tallgrass Video Auction coming up this Friday, June 24th. It'll be live from the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Emporia, Kansas, and seen live on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts 8 a.m. Central Time, featuring yearlings from the Flint Hills and from the Osage. For information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
She's the top lady of hard red winter wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee has the built-in genetic potential to score big on yields, and with her endurance heritage, Ruby Lee carries the graze and grain tradition of OSU wheat breeding. And Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread-making quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
The cattle futures, both in feeder cattle and live cattle, have bounced off of their lows set 3 days ago. Feeder cattle today up 225 at August at 142.37. September's up $2. And then live cattle up triple digits as well. June's up $1.22. August live cattle up $2.20. Technically speaking, we're still below the moving average, which gives us a little bit of more upside potential here, just to touch the moving average. August could go approximately $2 more to hit the 50-day. That's August live cattle at 115.81, and the August feeder cattle are about $2.50 to $3 to hit that moving average. Now tomorrow we've got a rather important on-feed report. It comes out at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Early estimates are on-feed numbers of 102% of last year, or 10.778 million head. A big placement number. Placements are estimated to be 109.2% of last year, or 1.877 million head, and then marketed is 105% of last year, or 1.796 million head. That is tomorrow afternoon. Also coupled with that will be a cold storage report. Again, that will be tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets closed sharply lower today. Again, here for the corn, it was about the fourth day lower. We have sold off from about 450 in these corn all the way down to just under 398. So roughly a 50-cent sell-off in the past four trading days. So that's a pretty extreme weather market. Now, beans are selling off as well. They have not sold off as much as corn in terms of percentage. I guess it would be larger in terms of dollars. But we're still above the moving average there, about 45 cents above it. And if you go back to the lows set in March, which are below $9, we've still got a significant way to go in November soybeans. Now wheat, of course, made new contract lows again today. December Kansas City wheat down 5 at 471.5. That was a penny and a half off of its lows. Most of the attention is still going to be a weather market here until the end of August. So we've got a couple months, a little over 2 months left to go in terms of a weather market. And as they take rain in and out of the forecast, the markets will act violently. The next big grain report will be June 30th. That'll be the acreage number for the corn and beans. And also it would be the June 1st grain stocks. And so that's about a week away. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.